With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm back. Rudrance for our Black and White Network. Well, I may cuss a tad more in this video than you're used to hearing from me. Now, that's sort of saying a lot. Although, you can ask Matrix, I have cut my cursing way down, almost to the point of being non-existent. When back in the day, it wasn't unusual to catch about 8 to 10 F-bombs in every video, okay? Don't do it anymore. Try to get away from it. That's great. I am pissed the F off. Okay, I covered my butt there. Pissed the F off that this poor old man, this 73-year-old rancher who defended his property in Arizona, is currently locked up with a $1 million bail amount attached to him after he shot a damn illegal that was on his ranch. Like, get the hell off the property. Enough is enough. Joe Biden, what did you think was going to end up happening? I'm shocked that this just now happened. After 2 years, I am floored that this is the first time. Okay? I'm appalled that this man has not been let out, that this man is being charged with first-degree murder. I'm livid over this right now. I truly am. I mean, this is an upstanding citizen, a rancher. His wife is at home. Nobody there to take care of the ranch or the wife. And the judge refuses to reduce the $1 million bail despite his plea. He should never have even been locked up over this bullshit. Daily Mail. An Arizona rancher has been charged with first-degree murder and had his bail set at a whopping $1 million for fatally shooting a Mexican scumbag citizen on his property. I said it. George Allen Kelly, 73. By the way, him being Mexican doesn't make him a scumbag. Him turning a middle finger to our laws and illegally entering the country the way he is does make him a scumbag. Him just thinking he can walk through somebody else's property that's not his. This isn't his country. That does make you a damn scumbag. If you want to be in this country, do it the right way. Gabriel Kuen Butamia, 48, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name. I don't care. On his ranch in Kino Springs, just a mile and a half north of the U.S.-Mexico border, authorities are still investigating the fatal shooting, with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Deputy, or Chief Deputy, saying it does not appear that Kelly knew Kua Butamea ahead of the shooting. But a friend of Kelly's told KOLD he had issues with people on his property in the past, though he believes Kelly acted in his best faith. Of course he did. This is the old man right here. He's locked up. God bless him. Kua Butamea, meanwhile, has a history of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I can't help but think this judge is going to turn out to be a damn flaming ass, no good liberal. I can't help but believe that. I'm floored. Why is this made it to the point that it has in this country? Should be able to defend your own property. According to federal court records, was deported back to his home country multiple times. Most recently, 2016. And just hours before the fatal shooting, Nogales International reports the U.S. Border Patrol agents informed the county sheriff's department of a possible active shooter at the scene with a man identifying himself as Allen, saying he was not sure if he was getting shot himself. Kelly's Ranch in Keno Springs, Arizona is just a mile and a half north of the Mexico border. Santa Cruz County Sheriff's official.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have said they discovered Kua Betamia's body just about 100 to 150 yards from Kelly's home on January 30th. The victim appeared to have suffered one gunshot wound. Nogales, Mexico resident's identity was later confirmed because of a Mexican voter registration card he carried. Officials say they are still trying to clarify the circumstances surrounding the shooting and establish a motive. And Chief Deputy Gerardo Castillo saying, quote, it doesn't seem like Mr. Kelly and the victim knew each other. But under Arizona law, deadly force is allowed on one's property if the homeowner believes it's immediately necessary to prevent trespassing. Open and shut. He should be out. This old man should be back at home. He should be moving right on with his life. It says it right there. But under Arizona law, deadly force is allowed on one's property if homeowner believes it is immediately necessary to prevent trespassing. I'm sorry, but I don't give a bleep that he blew this a-hole away. I don't. Am I supposed to? Why should I? You entered into our country illegally. This is our country. That's his property, not your property. I know Democrats want everybody to become this Marxist tribal thing where everybody gets to share everything. Nah, not going to happen. No. Several other statutes known as Stand Your Ground laws also defend the use of physical or deadly force when a homeowner fears a threat and believes force is necessary. Kelly's neighbor, Maria Castillo, has said that the migrants who cross the border are often seen coming and going around the area. He has a history, as we talked about, of going in and out. Neighbor Mary Castillo, that's her right there. According to the sheriff's dispatch report obtained by Nogales International, the office first received a call at around 2:40 p.m. on January 30th from U.S. Border Patrol agents relaying information about a possible active shooter in the area of Sagebrush Road. The Border Patrol agents had apparently received a report from someone at the scene who mentioned a group of people running, and he said he was unsure if he was getting shot at as well. The entry identified the person as Allen. Castillo said the sheriff's department responded to the call but did not find anything. Just a few hours later, though, at around 5:50 p.m., sheriff's deputies received another report of shots fired at the property, and by 6:42 p.m., they recovered Kua Betamia's body. Authorities have said there was no weapon on the victim at the time, and investigators had collected two assault-style rifles from Kelly's property in the aftermath to determine whether they were used in the shooting. At the last court hearing, Kelly asked the judge about getting his bail reduced, citing his wife is living at the ranch. She's been there by herself. She's in harm. She's in harm's way right now. This judge is putting this man's wife in harm's way right now because he will not let this guy out so he can go home. That's what he does, is protect his livestock and protect his ranch. And of course, he protects his wife. That's what he was doing to begin with. Nobody to take care of her, the livestock, or the ranch. And I'm not going anywhere. I can't come up with $1 million. Of course he's not going to bail jump. Before asking the judge to consider reducing it to any degree. The judge replied that his attorney would be able to put in a request of a reduction of bond, though made it clear whether that request was made. Local attorney Brianna Larkin who was appointed by the court to represent Kelly, did not immediately return a call seeking comment on charge against him. I hope this man gets a hotshot attorney that decides to come down and take this pro bono. If you're a hotshot attorney out there, go take care of this man. Make sure he can get out. Make sure he gets off on these bogus charges. DailyMail.com has also reached out to Kelly's family for comment. The Kellys had previously sued to prevent a golf station from being built in Keno Springs, court documents show, seeking damages of $2 million. It is unclear what happened with that case. Kelly is now being held at the Santa Cruz County Jail and is set to return to court on Wednesday. I don't know what that golf course being built. I don't know what a golf station is necessarily. I don't know if that's supposed to be some golf, a place to play golf or what. I don't know what that is. To me, it has nothing to do with this case. He has identified himself in court as a rancher, but also appears to dabble in self-published fiction about ranch life in the border region. One of his books, available as an ebook on Amazon, is entitled Far Beyond the Border and is described as, quote, bringing the Mexico border and drug conflict into the 21st century. Interesting. That might be a good read. Man. That is crazy. The 57-page work revolves around the couple living in southern Arizona at the VMR Ranch. Kelly and his wife's real-life ranch is called Vermilion Mountain Ranch. It describes how the character, George, and his foreman had to patrol the ranch daily armed with AK-47s. Now, in case you're wondering, Arizona stand your ground laws. Under Arizona law, a person is justified in threatening or using physical force against another when, and to the extent a reasonable person would believe that physical force is immediately necessary to protect himself against the other's use or attempted use of unlawful physical force. It could also be used as defense when the homeowners attack or potentially even kill someone to stop certain crimes like murder, rape, or armed robbery. The stand your grounds are not permitted as a defense. However, when there is verbal provocation or the homeowner who is claiming self-defense provoked the attack, by using stand your ground laws as a defense, prosecutors have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was not justified in using deadly force in self-defense. So, my God, this story needs to be everywhere. It needs to be everywhere. The best conservative attorneys in the country that are capable of defending this guy needs to find somebody that is of the same ilk on behalf of this guy in Arizona and go down and take this case pro bono. And this guy needs a GoFundMe or something set up where people can contribute to his defense fund. There's no way this guy should be in jail right now. No way. I'm appalled that he was even arrested for this offense. Look, you came into our country. You came on this guy's property. He's got livestock. He spent a lot of money. In fact, I think there was a picture. Let me look here. There's a picture of this place right there. I mean, there's money in that. His money, not... That's not somebody else's to be able to come in and touch and try to knock windows out and all that. Because, a lot of those illegals are doing exactly that. They are coming in here in Texas. They're walking in. They're trying to bust out windows, trying to get in people's homes. People are home. Fox News and Newsmax has had a lot of people on that are walking around outside with their kids, having to carry their AR-15s. Just to defend against illegals sauntering across the property that are, in a lot of cases, are actually criminals. It's crazy. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. This pisses me off to no effing end. I think I still skirted around the F-bombs in this, but I'm livid over this. This old man should not be in jail. That's appalling. I'm offended that this Arizona judge won't reduce the bail. I'm offended that he was arrested in general. Period. That's all there is to it. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.